This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza ended on Sunday without a final agreement. But talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days in an effort to bridge remaining gaps, according to a U.S. official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the talks and said lower-level working teams will remain in Cairo to meet with mediators, the United States, Qatar, and Egypt in hopes of addressing remaining disagreements. Israel said on Sunday it launched airstrikes targeting thousands of rocket launchers to foil what it called an imminent attack from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah, VOA's Arash Arvasadi reports.
Israel says it launched airstrikes targeting thousands of rocket launchers to foil what it called an imminent attack from the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Hezbollah, meanwhile, says it fired hundreds of rockets and drones at Israel as payback for the killing of a top commander in Beirut last month. The uptick in violence marks the heaviest exchanges in months, and Israel says there's more to come. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday the country's incursion into the Kursk region was launched, quote-unquote, preventively in order to stop Russia from occupying Ukraine's cities of Kharkiv and Sumy. Ukraine claims to have seized considerable Russian territory in the Kursk region, including scores of small towns, and captured hundreds of Russian soldiers, part of an effort to counter Russia's grinding advances in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. This is VOA News.